Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, what's up with you, man?
Blog Talk Radio, man.
Let's go. In his line.
Even though I still got ladies choosing, setting my alarm clock for 3:45 central time, no snoozing, whether the crib or you cruising. If you ain't tuned in to Dennis Live Show from 4 to 5:30, then you losing. It's about that time. Go on, hit the line. Go on, get your friend. Speak your mind or listen in. You know we about to get it in. Log on or listen in. Dennis Live, you so many internet gigabytes. Bill Gates listening. Love for other blog sites. Comparing the shadow of other cities. It's like bringing cats to a dog fight. When peso spit is pure talent. You couldn't see me if you turned on your halogens. Your high beams are fog light. Shot drop bomb. Info type triple dub. Western World ONE.com. The shot drop bomb. Need some info type triple W's. Western World ONE.com.
It's a thin and slide. In his 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 slide. Tuned in to Dennis Live. In his slide.
In his slide.
Sleep Dilla Productions, Soundmaster T, WesternWorld.com, www.westernworldone.com, Blog Talk Radio, Chi-Town, what up? Let's go. You already know me.
What's going on, world? I got the baby with me today, man. We are here chilling. Go ahead, man. It's cool. It's cool. You good? You good? Hey, man, we doing a live at the daycare center, man. That's how we do it, man. Dennis Live is in the building, and we are live, baby. What's good with it? What's up, world? How y'all doing, man? I ain't talked to y'all in a minute. Hey, man, this is what I'm about to do here, man. I don't never really do this on my show, but I'm going to go up and up and make a call. And I'm wish somebody a happy birthday on live. Live, okay? All right, y'all with me? All right, this how we... I really want to, you know what I'm saying? Mainly... Yeah, excuse me, grandbaby in the background. And, we at ABC Daycare, man, right here on 76th Street, man. That's what we doing, man. We said we're going to do it live in one location. We know it's going to be live, but it's live. So we don't care, though, but, you know, we're going to keep it moving. This is how I'm going to do this, okay? I'm going to wish my boy a happy birthday, man. You know what I'm saying? His birthday. I did promise him, man, you know, we're going to do our thing. So I'm going to click over. Y'all listen in, all right? All right, let's go. Watch this. I wonder if I can still be talking while I'm doing it. Oh, yeah, you can. Okay, let me do this right. Let me go ahead and bring my boy in, man. All right, there we go. There we go. Now watch this.
Your call has been forwarded to a voice message system.
Wow.
Right on.
Is not available. At the tone, please record your message.
All right.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, man. I just wanted to, man, we on the Dennis Live Show, man. We live, man. I tried to catch you, man, and say happy birthday to you, man. But we get the voicemail. Well, anyway, man, happy birthday, bro.
Hey. You. Yeah, you. Are you bored?
He ain't bored. Happy birthday to you, Rado. We have to show you proof that we have your show, man. We trying to call you, man, and say happy birthday to you, man. So what I'm going to do is, man, I'm just going to play one of your little songs, man. You know, I know you like Busta Rhymes, man. So I'm going to bump me a quick Busta Rhymes song. And happy birthday to you, brother. I can't believe, man, he answered the phone, man. All right, well, we on live. It's the Dennis Live Show, y'all. All right, man, y'all want to bump a Busta Rhymes song? I know you like Busta Rhymes, man. But I know you like to party, too. You know what I'm saying? I always do this, don't I, people? I'm gonna play some music for them, turn them up. Let's go. There we go.
Hello, Gerardo.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round and try to shut us down. About an hour ago, but we still in this bitch. In that automatic cook up, be rich, pull up in that rooster till we wake the fucking hood up. Got all these pounds of ganja, I work out, I'm doing cushions. Bobby Bands is in the building, pop that pussy, throw a foot up in the air. One time for a nigga like me with a squad like this, where it seems so strong and the flow so cold.
And your message, press 2 to erase and re-record. Press 3.
Tune in to the right place. Get a commercial for as low as $30. That's right, $30. Find out more info, email us at westernworld1@yahoo.com. That's westernworld1@yahoo.com.
Hey yo, Ace, I'm having a hard time getting my mixtape heard. You know where I can go get my mixtape heard?
Yeah, bro, just go check out Western World 1. You gotta have your bars ready, gotta have it clean. Make sure it don't be whack, it gotta be entertaining, bro. Go to westernworld1.com, that's WESTONWORLDONE.com.
Yeah, that's right, get your mixtape heard each and every Friday here. WesternWorld1.com is www.westernworldone.com. Get that mixtape. Get it to us. Check it out. That's how we do it. Each and every Friday. Each and 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Let's go. Yeah, let's go. Yeah, let's go.
The Western World 1 Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorld1.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorld1.com.
All right, man, we're back in the building. Hey, check it out, man. What I want to do is this, man. Before we go into 2014, I want to play, like, all of the within our on-demand and the archives, man, from, you know, 2012, 2013, going into 2014. Really 2013 because we just started, you know, so we only been up for a year. Okay? Now, with the Dennis Live Show, you know I give y'all stuff like, you know what I'm saying, about the IRS, you know, your 10 Amendments, the Bill of Rights, you know, stuff like that. But what I want to do is this here, man. I just want to dedicate things that I do to, you know, to Tiffany Thompson, to DJ Disco, to LB, and, you know, and play little parts of their show and parts of my show. Now, listen now, the stuff that I'm playing, you can go to the on-demand right here on Western World 1 Network and listen to it in its entirety. So I'm just going to play a couple of showcases. You know what I'm saying? Not a couple of showcases, but I'm just going to play a couple of shows, okay, so that way you can see how, man, these shows are evolving. Y'all really need to listen to, man, check them out. And I know Dennis Live, let me y'all check us out. Well, me, per se, because, you know, I have a real master. We, to be honest with you, we 45,000 strong now. I want to applaud y'all for that too, man. Thank y'all. You know what I'm saying? For everything that you have been showing us, man. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. So what I want to do is this, man. I'm going to play something like what Tiffany Thompson just recently did. And you can go check that out. It's with Charles and Bethany Banks, How to Make a Hot Marriage. And then I'm going to play something with DJ Disco. Then I'm going to play something for with Charles Baxter. It's going to be something with Charles Baxter. Charles Baxter trying to come in 2014, too. So we got something for y'all, man. We got the bangers for y'all. Come in January 2014. Man, we coming in hard. New. I hope they be up to it, because we're going to do a whole bunch of new commercials. Everything. Y'all with that? I'm sure y'all are. Well, hey, check it out. This is how we going to do it, man. I'll place down where she at, man. She's been doing really good, man. Tiffany Thompson, y'all, check out, man. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, y'all can go to our page, man. It's all about you, ministry.com. Y'all can go to It's All About You magazine. And check out. Man, she even got a look up on Facebook, Tiffany Thompson. You know, show us some love, man. All right, man, here go our show, man. Let's go.
Log Talk Radio.
Tiffany Thompson is the founder and CEO of It's All About You Ministry International. Located in Chicago, Illinois, she was born and raised on the west side of Chicago. Anointed by the Lord Jesus Christ, she is gifted to reach people of various backgrounds and nationalities. She is a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ with a strong prophetic call on her life. It's All About You Ministry was given to her by way of the Holy Spirit in January 2005 from out of her home. She has touched the lives of many, whether in local churches, street corners, or workplace. Her ultimate goal is to advance the kingdom of God. She is an entrepreneur, writer, poet, and motivational speaker, all for the kingdom of God. Tiffany Thompson has received a certificate from the Samuel School of Prophets under the instructor, Apostle Raphael Robinson, CEO, founder of Word Kingdom. And now, without further ado, here's Miss Tiffany Thompson.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
All right. Thanks for the applause. Amen. Welcome to It's All About You radio show. Amen. With Weston World One and Dennis Weston and Tiffany Thompson Live. I want to thank you all, and I thank you for that applause, Dennis. Every week I thank you. Amen. God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm excited. I'm excited about tonight's show. Wow. I'm excited. I'm excited. We have some special guests on tonight. Amen. That's going to show us how to do things the godly way, the right way, when it comes down to marriage and relationship. Amen. Amen. I'm grateful. So how was your week, Dennis? How you been doing?
It's going okay. You know, just making it. You know how it is when you got that Wednesday, that hump day, that day where you just trying to get back to get to that weekend so you do what you need to do for the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My mind is going great. I just want to do a small recap from last week, which we know was Thanksgiving Eve. We did a short, brief, straight-to-the-point show. We wanted to do what we did, and that's to give thanks to God, first of all, for everything he's done and everything he's doing in our lives. We want to make sure, even going into our Thanksgiving, that he's first, he's the reason for the season. And then we went into prayer for families and communities, and, you know, praying that God would bless. And we believe that all went well. We believe that anything we ask in his name, that it was done and it shall be given. And so, yes, we did that straight to the point, did a 30-minute show last week, which was pretty good. Also, I believe was really powerful as me and Dennis shared why we should be thankful and why we are thankful. So I'm grateful for that. I'm very grateful for that. And I thank God for you, Dennis, as well. I'm really excited about these two that's coming on tonight, Minister Charles Banks and Minister Bethany Banks. They're going to talk to us tonight in reference to marriage and how to keep your relationship hot, how to keep it on fire. And I'm excited. I'm ready to really get started. You have anything, Dennis?
I'm ready.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to do like we always do. We do not start this show without putting God first and starting out in prayer, because what we want the Holy Spirit to move. We want him to talk. We want him to speak through this couple, this powerful woman and man of God. We want God to use them like never before. So what we're going to do, we're going to start off in prayer, and we're going to go to a small commercial, and we're going to come back, and we're going to introduce them to the world. We're going to introduce them to the listeners, and I hope they're open and that they're ready, because I am. Amen. I am. So we're going to go ahead. Father, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for another day, God, for this is the day that you have made, Father, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Father. Father, we thank you for new mercies and new grace on today, God. Father, we ask, Father, on tonight, Father, as we lift this couple up to you, Father, we ask that you use them like never before, God. Father, bless them, Father. Anoint their lips, Father. Anoint their mouths, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father. Father, give them strength like never before, God. Father, put wisdom, Father, in their mouth, Father. Knowledge and understanding, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, let the listeners, those that are listening, God, let them be blessed by them, Father. Let them be blessed by the wisdom, Father, the anointing and the power that's on their lives, Lord. Father, let it be able to help their households, help their relationships, Father. Father, help their marriages, and Father, those that seek to be married, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, use them like never before, God. Father, send your angels even now, God, your warring angels, Lord, and your ministering angels, Father, to war on our behalf, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. We come against principalities, Father, powers, Father, wickedness, Father, rulers of darkness, Father, in high places, Father. We counsel every assignment now, Father, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that the works of the devil are destroyed, and we decree and declare that the power of God, the anointing of God, and the love of God shall go forth, Father, this night, this day, this evening, Father, for this show, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. This is something you had already done before the foundation of the world, and so, God, we walk in it, Father, in the name of Jesus. We walk in holy boldness, Father, for what you're doing and what you're about to do, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, God, we thank you, God. We thank you that it's already done, and it is so. In Jesus' name, amen.
The Western Worldwide Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorldwide.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.WesternWorldwide.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorldwide.com.
Please visit the website www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. That's www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. To be placed in a magazine, get an ad, newsletter, or article. Publisher Tiffany Thompson also has a ministry. Visit that site at www.itsallaboutyouminintl.org. That's
www.itsallaboutyoumintl.org for more information on events or speaking engagements.
Amen. We back.
Amen. Okay. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Do we have Bethany Banks, Minister Bethany Banks, and Minister Charles Banks on?
Amen. Amen. How you doing tonight?
Amen. Blessed just like you all. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We want to thank you all, first of all, for accepting the invitation to be a part of blessing the people of God, blessing the listeners, you know, sharing your testimony, allowing your life to be an open book. We just want to thank you all for that.
Amen. We thank you for having us. Really appreciate it. And, we just appreciate that, God is, giving you to talk to us and allow us to, share, with the world and, what God has blessed us with. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You want to say anything, Minister Bethany?
Just the same. We thank God for the opportunity just to be transparent. And most of all, our goal is always just to share how in marriage our relationship is to reflect the relationship of Christ and his bride, the church. So we enjoy doing this. We enjoy marriages. We enjoy encouraging, couples to love and to most of all reflect what Christ would want us to reflect in our relationships.
Amen. Amen. Okay, well, with that being said, we're going to go ahead and we're gonna go a little further. Dennis, do you have anything before we go further in the word of the Lord?
Oh, no. As we go along, I probably have questions as we go in. But I'm ready. I'm prepared. Let's go. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Well, they picked a great topic, and how to keep your marriage hot. And I think that was a pretty good one because when getting married, when joining together with that person, you're all excited and happy in the beginning. And when trials and tribulations begin to come, things begin to, start waxing cold. And sometimes we don't know how to rekindle that. And so I thank God for that topic. I thank God for them choosing this topic. But what I want to do, I want them to go right ahead. They gave us a scripture, which is Matthew chapter 19, 5 and 6. And if they would, whichever one would decide to go ahead and go forth in that, feel free.
Okay, amen. Matthew 19:4-6, and I'm reading from the Message version of the Bible. It says, he answered, haven't you read in your Bible that the Creator originally made man and woman for each other, male and female? And because of this, a man leaves father and mother and is firmly bonded to his wife, becoming one flesh. No longer two bodies, but one. Because God created this organic union of the two sexes, no one should desecrate his art by cutting them apart. And as we dive into this, just going back to what you were talking about, and I'm going to ask my wife, she can jump in at any time. Initially, the topic for tonight is making marriage hot. Me and my wife have been doing marriage ministry for about how long now? About 3 or 4 years now at our church, Agape Ministries, where our pastor is Bruce Hardy. And we would have these conferences every year. And I think the first one, when we started doing this, that's when God gave us that whole concept of, making marriage hot. And what brought that about for me was, you know, we can look at the world and see how they're kind of, in so many words, making a game of marriage, you know, especially in Hollywood. You marry 1 minute, 4 months later, you know, it's all blown up and giving this world a crazy picture of what marriage is. But if we stand on God's word, you know, he shows us what marriage is supposed to be about. And that's when God gave us to display to the world through the church that, hey, marriage can be hot when done right. And we look at this scripture, Matthew 19:14. I love the part where he says, a man leaves his father and mother and firmly bonds to his wife. No longer two bodies, but one. Working as one, when you think about that, it's about working together. That's one thing about marriage. It has to be a concept that you're committed to working together in every aspect that you're going to go through. Amen?
Amen.
You want to add anything into that?
And I wanted to say to that, you know, in that text, as we were studying and looking at some things, and it says, you know, when a man leaves his parents and are joined to his wife, or another version says cleave to his wife, when joined means to be glued to. So you look at this as the most important relationship in society. It's not between a parent and child. It's not between a sister and brother, but it's between a husband and wife. This is the first relationship that God created. And the two become one. Parent and child don't become one. You know, sister and brother don't become one. This is the only relationship that God created and ordained for two people to become one flesh. And it's through a vow and through a contract of marriage. So it's not just anything that can be done, but you have to go before God in holy matrimony and take a vow and a contract even to be together and reflect in Christ.
Amen. Let me ask you a question. How long right now, to this day, how long has it been since you all joined together?
We have been married this past August. It has been 10 years. 10
Amen.
Years this past August. Yep.
Amen.
10
Amen.
Years and going strong, going strong.
Amen. I know that's right. Amen. Okay, I heard you say with you all been doing the marriage, doing the ministry at the church, and you all also have your own occupations. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
You're employed elsewhere, and you have your jobs, and then you have the ministry, and then you have each other.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, we know ministry carries a lot of weight. We know sometimes our jobs expect a lot out of us. And how do you do everything? How do you keep it going? How do you keep that together?
I think it's about prioritizing, you know what I mean? And, again, like the scripture said, it's like we have to be committed to the process and we're working as one, you know. And so, you know, it's about prioritizing your time and, you know, just making that time for each other. You know, sometimes, you know, it's life. Life can't get away from you sometimes. But it's knowing how to reel everything back in and say, hey, you know, it's been a couple of weeks. We need to go hang out somewhere. And recognizing, you know, well, something has not been happening for too long, or, you know, y'all see y'all kind of drifting apart, you know, getting kind of busy with life challenges and stuff like that. And it's just about recognizing that and then pulling it back in. You want to add something to that?
I was about to say something. I lost my train of thought. But God always shows you, you know, what your spouse needs. And, you know, in any relationship, you can feel when things are lacking. Both of us work full-time job. Both of us do things very heavy in ministry. But what I was going to say, and the most important thing, is this is our first ministry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God is, you know, the head of both of our lives, and we love him so much, and we're so accountable to him first. I love God more than I love my husband, and I know my husband loves God more than he loves me. So we're accountable to God first in how we treat each other. And then he gives us this ministry, not just to give out to others, but to minister to one another, to keep each other covered. So everything starts at home. If you can't minister at home and be good in this marriage ministry in your household, how could you be good at leading any other ministry outside of your home?
Mm-hmm.
Amen to that. Yeah, that was a mouthful right there. Amen to that.
Yeah.
All right. That was powerful. And I believe that, you know, I take that as being truth, because a lot of times, you know, you look up and you see this and that on television, and you see these ministers and these pastors and high places, you know, and you hear about them going through divorces and, you know, and breaking out in fights and all of this. And the world seems to get shocked, you know, at what they see that's supposed to be the church. You know, and what they see and what's supposed to be the church, which is especially marriage, and especially when it's leaders. They really, really point fingers, even, you know, they don't point the finger at themselves. They point the finger at the church. Because they already stay thinking in their mind that, hey, I know that what I'm doing is wrong, or how I'm treating them is wrong. And sometimes I think they still feel that that's okay because they're not in church, but they don't know they're still going to be held accountable for it. But at the same time, they, you know, love to point the finger at the church. And I know this question is probably not one that was in there, but I just want to flow with the Holy Spirit. What do you think? And it's not a judgmental question. It's just an opinion or something that will help someone that's listening. What do you think the problem is when it comes down to marriages, especially in the body of Christ, that are not working?
I think, and you just personally, you basically went right into something that we wrote down to talk about. I think that we become too familiar with one another, and we really don't pay attention to our marriages reflecting Christ's relationship with his bride, the church. It's in our Bible, Ephesians 5:21-33. If you allow us to go into that, is that okay?
Mm-hmm. It's okay.
Because we become so common with each other, and we forget what we're supposed to be doing. But Ephesians 5:21-33 says, and I want to read the Message version, and I love this version because it's so down to earth, you know, it's just point blank, period, blunt. It says, out of respect of Christ, be courteously reverent to one another. Wives, understand and support your husband in ways that show your respect for Christ. The husband provides leadership to his wife the way Christ does to his church, not by domineering, but by cherishing. So just as the church submits to Christ as he exercises such leadership, wives should likewise submit to their husbands. Husbands, go all out in your love for your wives, exactly as Christ did for the church. A love marked by giving, not getting. Christ's love makes the church whole. His words evoke her beauty. Everything he does and says is designed to bring the best out of her, dressing her in dazzling white silk, radiant with holiness. And that is how husbands ought to love their wives. They're really doing themselves a favor, since they already are one in marriage. No one abuses his own body, does he? No, he feeds and pampers it. That's how Christ treats us, the church, since we are a part of his body. And this is why a man leaves his father and mother and cherishes his wife. No longer two, they become one. This is a huge mystery, and I don't pretend to understand it all. What is clearest to me is the way Christ treats the church. and this provides a good picture on how each husband is to treat his wife, loving himself and loving her, and how each wife is to honor her husband. So reading, you know, this is the meat of it, of this text. It says so much of how our relationships are supposed to reflect how Christ treats the church, his bride. We're husband and wife, that he's the bride and the bridegroom, and sometimes we lack all the things that it's talking about. We lack love. We lack respect. Some men want to lead, but you have the women that try to take over and lead the relationship. Some women, some of us are just harsh and beat our mates down, and we talk about them and dog them. And this says you're a two. You wouldn't talk about yourself, you know, like that. So why would you talk about your mate in such a demeaning way? So I truly think it's about reflecting that Christ relationship. Even as believers, we forget that we're supposed to reflect that relationship.
Amen. Looking at that text again, it's like what's coming to me is like as believers, we're growing in a Christ mindset. And growing in that Christ mindset should direct how we talk and communicate to each other, because sometimes the problem can be communication or lack thereof, or what I call this common zone that can be kind of dangerous when you don't give that person maybe the respect or the love that you gave when you first met. Because when we first meet, there's a thing that we put on that I call the mask, where you nice, you sweet, you eat with the fork and spoon, you eat, you know. But sometimes yeah. You have to be careful because you get too common. And then that nice, sweet smile turns into an attitude, or that time where you would have went and stopped and got those roses, now you're just like, she'll be okay. You have to be careful, and you have to notice those things and, you know, be able to, because, again, sometimes life happens, but be able to understand how to pull back and get back into that zone. Sometimes you don't know how to get back into that zone. But as we grow and we reflect who Christ is, you know, he says, out of respect for Christ, be courteous and reverent to one another. You know, like my wife said before, it's like we both love God with all of our heart. And sometimes I say, some people, I don't see how people can study the word and read God's word, but at the same time can sometimes be so mean, because the core of God's word is love. So especially in marriage, you know, as we grow in Christ, you know, not to say things don't happen, but with God's word, it's able to restore us, you know, to that place of love again.
Man, I'm just sucking it all in, because you said something that was so profound, because I think maybe sometimes we get into relationships or marriages too soon, especially if both parties are lacking love. Because you said something so profound when you said, when she read that scripture, which was, we're the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
God is, we're his body. He's the head. How would he treat his body?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was powerful to me. How would he treat his body? How would he treat his arm, his leg, his hands, his feet?
Mm-hmm.
And you said, in that scripture, you're to be one.
Mm-hmm.
So no, if there's no longer two, then there's one. So you are him and he is you. So how would you treat him? So how you're treating him is really how you're treating yourself.
Amen.
Or
Amen.
How he treats her is really how he's treating himself. It's really what the person, a reflection of what the person really feels about themselves.
Amen.
That's the revelation I got listening to you. That was powerful.
Yeah.
Amen.
That was powerful, and it was actually like a wake-up call.
And
know,
that's one thing. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that scripture. He said, love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing I don't like to tolerate is when I hear a woman sitting around with other women just tearing their mate down. Because one, you married them and you're one. So you're talking about yourself, you know, and it says, you know, think about how does God handle us? He handles us with tender mercies and loving kindness.
And with patience.
And with patience. And we become so common with one another. We don't want to handle each other with tender mercies and loving kindness. We may fix a plate and we just sit it down and say, here, that's not with loving kindness. Just because you fix the food, but it's the way you serve it, the way you serve your husband or the way you serve your wife. You know, God don't just give us blessings and say, there you go, I provided for you today in a complaining manner, you know. So the things that we do, our acts towards one another, they're all so important. You know, this is 101, keeping your marriage hot. It ain't about sex. It ain't about, you know, just going out and having fun all the time. It's about the basis, and it's Jesus Christ, because a lot of people get married and they have sex and they have so many problems because they don't communicate. They don't get to the root of the issues, and they just cover things with sex, and you're having kids, and a family is not whole and restored. There's no leadership. There's no love. There's no respect. There's no honor. It's just a sexual relationship between two people that got married and are supposed to be one, but they could be living like roommates or, you know, living like single people.
Wow. That's so true. That is so true. I have a question for you guys, and I may be digging a little deep, but I think it's going to help somebody.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, has your marriage ever went cold? And if so, how did you all rekindle it?
We had moments where our marriage was gone cold, you know, where the communication wasn't there, you know, and again, that's why I kind of came up with that common zone. You know, it's like you don't treat her like you treat her when you first met. Sometimes you can kind of get in that zone where the communication is just, you know, not there. And I think we had a situation where we weren't talking for I think it was a couple of days or something like that.
Yeah.
And you know, again, and I want to express this, you know, really good, because again, sometimes life comes in and life happens. You know, I don't want to give the facade that there's never any issues, but I think the important thing is always resolve through God's word and through His Spirit, allowing His Spirit to lead you and guide you. Again, you know, that scripture is talking about out of respect for Christ and, you know, being Christ-like and being reverent to one another. It's like that time that passed and, you know, we wasn't talking, and I think it all came to a head. My wife kind of remembers better than I do. It kind of all came to a head Sunday morning while we were preparing for church, you know, and I think I'll let her take it because she tells the story better than I do.
it all came to a head, you know, we were getting ready for church, and, you know, us as believers, we can put on some masks, and we can, you know, we can get over some things, and, you know, when he's at church, he's Minister Banks, and being real, when I'm upset, you know, when I'm in the car, he's Charlie. But when we get to that church, it's me.
Do you need or know someone that needs advertisement at an affordable rate? Well, you've tuned in to the right place. Get a commercial for as low as $30. That's right, $30. Find out more info. Email us at westernworld1@yahoo.com. That's westernworld1@yahoo.com.
Hey, 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 hey. You, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go.
Hey, yo, Ace, I'm having a hard time getting my mixtape heard. You know where I can go get my mixtape heard?
Yeah, bro, just go check out Western World 1. You gotta have your bars ready, gotta have it clean. Make sure it don't be whack, it gotta be entertaining, bro. Go to westernworld1.com, that's WESTONWORLDONE.com.
Yeah, that's right, get your mixtape heard each and every Friday here. WesternWorld1.com is www.westonworldone.com. Get that mixtape. Get it to us. Check it out. That's how we do it. Each and every Friday. Each and 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Let's go. Let's go. Yeah, let's go. Yeah, let's go.
The Western World 1 Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorld1.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorld1.com.
Okay, okay. We back in the building, man. That's your boy. What we did today, man, we were just did a little recap on Tiffany Thompson's show. Tiffany Thompson's show, you can check out each and every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Let's see here. She did pretty good, man. You know, give us some dap. Yeah, man, she did really good, man. Well, this next person, man, I'm going to bring up, man, right after this commercial, I'm going to bring them in, man, and check them out, DJ Disco. That's how we do it with him. Okay, let's see here. This one to do. I'll try this one more time. On the birthday boy, man, he said he wasn't in because he didn't hear his phone. But check it out. This is what we're going to do. We're going to play this commercial. When we come back from this commercial, I'm going to call him, wish him a happy birthday, and then we're going to go into some music. Let's go.
What's up, people, man? It's your boy, Dennis Live. Hey, check it out, man. We just asking that you know, go download that mobile app. Go to Google Play Store. It's absolutely free. Key search westernworld1.com. It's WESTONWORLDONE. That's all you got to type in. It's free. And also, too, man, we added a new feature, man. It's the donation button. All we doing is just asking you people, hey, you know, donate to us. We're going to take that, and we're going to put all proceeds towards Western World 1 Network to make it better, to make it easier for you guys to view us, listen to us online, and pretty much we're going to take this to YouTube so that way you can kind of see who we are and what we do and how we do and how we operate. Other than that, man, thank you so much for even just hitting that button and just clicking following us, hitting that button just to show that you do like on Facebook or even just Instagram. You're just pretty much just showing us, man, how much the growth that we have developed over the years. Actually, not years, months. We only been up not even 6 months, right? A little bit longer than 6 months, whatever, I don't know. But anyway, man, that's all we want you to do, man. Download that app, westernworld1.com. You can go there or Google Play Store, key search Western World 1. Or you can follow us on here, man. Man, thank you so much, man. Again, all the donations that you do donate to us, you know, it will not go into shambles, man. We're going to take that and we're going to utilize that, man, to the best of our knowledge, man. As you can see, we had added three additions to the Western World 1 Network. We got Tiffany Thompson, where she's doing the Spiritual Wednesdays, where she's going to take the Bible-based information, scriptures out of the Bible, and she's going to use it in our everyday lifestyle and things that we can do. Then you got Thursday with DJ Disco, one of the hottest pioneer DJs all over the world, man. I mean, this boy here, man, is just, man, phenomenal, man. This boy just get on that music, man, and play it like there's no other. Then you got Sundays with Charles Baxter, where he's talking about political things of whatever's happening up today, self-help, motivation, what you can do with yourself, how you can implement things. I mean, we're just doing it all, man. You already liking us on Facebook. The fan base is tremendously growing. But all we have to ask for you to do now is to just donate to us. You know, you go there, hit the donation button. We go through PayPal. It's real simple, real easy. Just whatever you want to contribute to us, we take it and we utilize it. We put all the proceeds towards Western World One Network. Again, thank you so much, man. It's your boy Dennis Live. Peace out.
We back. Oh, yeah. Anyway, man, we're going to try to do this one more time. Yeah. Yeah. And look, I'm calling people. One more time. Watch this. These are iPhones, man. You can call and... Hello? Yes, can we speak to Mr. Lewis? Can we speak to Lewis, please?
This sounds like a really bad prank call. Sounds like Dennis Weston's on his line.
Hey, man, what's up, man?
What's up, buddy? You sound like Nephew Tommy. You trying to do a prank joke?
Yeah, I'm trying to do prank jokes, man. You couldn't catch me, man. I got asthma. That's why you can't catch me.
Oh, wow. I guess so.
Hey, anyway, man, we just want to wish you a happy birthday, man, live, man.
I appreciate that, man. Appreciate it a lot. You get spending some time with the old man on your beloved show. And give me some love, and I appreciate that. 38 years young. That's good. Appreciate that.
Oh, anytime, man. Man, that's how we do it, man. Show that brother some love, man. Man, 45,000 people, man.
Oh, that's what's up. Listen to that success. God is good.
What you going to be doing for your birthday tonight, man? Let the people know what's going on.
Hey, I'm spending time with the family. Going to eat me a fantastic meal. And I would not say no to the dessert. And I'm not sharing none of my juice, drinks, or cheese sticks. I'm going to make sure that I enjoy it. I'm going to maybe get a son just a little bitty bite. And after that, I'm going to come home, take me a nice shower. Fellas gonna meet up at me at the Dragonfly. Anybody out here know what a Dragonfly is in Chicago, y'all more than welcome to come on out and have a drink with your boy. And that's what it's gonna be.
Okay, okay. Hey, man, for those, man, if y'all wanna go to the Dragonfly, I know we don't plug it, but we gonna plug it because, you know, since my brother's this is night, man, this is magical night, y'all. So y'all need to come on out, man. We at the Dragonfly, man, 832 West Randolph, man. Y'all want to RSVP for a free entry and drinks? Text RSVP Ciroc to 55469. Save the date.
And the first 10 people who come say Dennis Live, they get a free drink.
Oh, man. Can I say Dennis Live 10 times? No, I'm just playing. Yeah, man. Well, hey, man. Look, man. We ain't going to keep you too much longer, man. We're going to go ahead and let you enjoy yourself that you finished mm-hmm. turning up. Hey, man, you know, love you, bro. Well, I'll see you tonight, man.
Well, you too, bro. Y'all be safe. And congratulations on the success. Keep up the good work.
Man, thank you, man. I appreciate that, man. Mad love, man. Matter of fact, too, man, make sure you go download that app, too, man, Western World 1. You go to Google Play Stores, man. You got Google now. You go to Google Play Store, type in Western World O-N-E, and download that app, man. So that way, they can't skip a beat. And pretty soon, man, we're going to have it to where it's going to be on FaceTime and video, so you're going to be seeing us cracking jokes right there on that app. You know that, right?
That's what's up.
Streaming,
live streaming.
You know it, man. That's how we do it.
All right.
All right, bro. Well, you go enjoy yourself, man. We're going to go and play some DJ Disco, man. This is how you get down, man, every Thursday, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, y'all. DJ Disco, we're going to get him on. We're going to prank call DJ Disco. He don't know my voice.
And that's my boy. Tell him I said, what's up? Tell him I said,
let's go.
He's up.
DVC. That's Deep Vision Chicago. Music for the soul.
It's incredible.
Kells.
DJ.
Do it again. Take him back. Y'all remember.
You remember when you loved and loved and loved. You remember them 90s songs. Remember when you docked and docked and all night on the phone. Remember talking, talking, talking. Until they cut my minutes off. You remember when you stalked it? Wait a minute, maybe I got that wrong. I remember you had me sprung. You remember us walking home. Remember your daddy walking, I was trying to kick it, but you got to dip it when them street lights came on. Remember playing high and go get it. I remember your Eskimo kisses. You remember your mama's Honda. The first place that you let me hit it.
Smoking on that ooh-wee. Rolling in my old school ooh-wee. Pumping the jam that make you move your booty. Your booty. Your booty.
Turn up. Go for it.
Mary's reminisce. Remember Tommy Hill figure polo on my tennis shoe. Remember R. Kelly when he was with public announcement. Remember that first time that you heard a remix. Remember Honey Love. Remember Bump and Grind. Remember 12 play, but we only made it till 9. You remember curfew. Remember you were scared to move. I remember that first time I didn't wanna hurt you.
Smoking on that ooh-wee. Rolling in my old school hoopie. Bumping the jam that make you move your booty. Your booty. Your booty.
Turn up.
Yeah.
Shorty lippy rolling on the wood. Damn, she wrote it good. Rolling over, I ain't sleeping over. Now she rolling the eye. Rolling on the floor, laughing. Cause she looks so surprised. Girl, you been around the block. And I've been on that survive. Got your man circling your block. Maybe cause I'm everything you're not. See, I ain't no bitch nigga. No snitch nigga. I'm a real nigga. That's real. I'm just trying to chill. Cause I'm way too drunk to be talking like this. I'm way too high to be tripping like this. Way too young to be living like this. Ask me why I do it. I'ma put it like this. I love.
What you know about love? What love know about you? When I try something new, you refuse to believe that my love is true. So I use all I got to prove to you. But the proof ain't enough, so you move on to the next dude. Like, what he gonna do? I don't understand these girls. I don't understand these girls. Looking for real, like all the wrong places and all the wrong ways.
Go boy. okay.
Can't do all this with my mouth. Girl, I'm
got a sweet tooth. Ain't nothing sweeter than you. I'ma eat it up, beat it up, till you holler out truth. My bed could be your stage, and I'ma make you a star. Your legs in the air, my hands all off up in your cookie jar. Yeah, I'm hitting every spot on your map, that's me going on tour. My time for Joe Discovali, that's clothes all on the floor. You throwing ass, I'm catching it, the neighbors keeping score. Louis Armstrong, I pick you up, eat that against the door. Like, like an Oreo.
or know someone that needs advertisement at an affordable rate, well, you've tuned in to the right place. Get a commercial for as low as $30. That's right, $30. Find out more info. Email us at westernworld1@yahoo.com. That's westernworld1@yahoo.com.
Yeah, man.
Hey. You. Yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. Westernworld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Hey, yo, Ace, I'm having a hard time getting my mixtape heard. You know where I can go get my mixtape heard?
Yeah, bro, just go check out Western World 1. You got to have your bars ready, got to have it clean. Make sure it don't be whack. It got to be entertaining, bro. Go to westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com.
Yeah, that's right. Get your mixtape heard each and every Friday here. westernworld1.com. That's www.WESTONWORLDONE.com. Get that mixtape. Get it to us. Check it out. That's how we do it. Each and every Friday.
Each and every 7:30
p.m. Central Standard Time. Let's go. Yeah, let's go. Peace.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, let's go.
The Western World 1 Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and westernworld1.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. westernworld1.com.
Yeah, man, we back in the building. DJ Disco. What? DJ Disco. You call one DJ Disco. DJ. That's how you get down there. Every Thursday, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, man. Check them out, man. Hey, you know what? I like calling people on live, man. Let me see if I can catch this cat here, man. Let's go, man. While I'm talking to y'all, you know, this next one up. You know what I'm saying? Lamont Bassett, this boy here. Let's see if I catch him. You know, I ain't talked to him in a minute, so let's see if I can catch him this time. He's gonna be too funny. Let's see, all right, let's see, yeah. All right, let's go.
Hello?
Man, what's up, big dog?
What's going on? What you got, Daddy?
Man, how you feeling, man?
Feeling all right. Feeling good.
Man. Well, man, we just calling you, man, to say what's up to you, man. Happy New Year's to you.
Well, New Year ain't came yet, but, I mean, I appreciate you, Chester.
Charles Baxter, people. Where the hell you been?
I've been around, and, you know, I've been around.
Yeah, hey, you see when we hit the hair clouds, though, he's like, okay, it's a good story. Hey, man, people miss you, man. So what you going to do, man? I was telling the world, man, you know, we're going to drop something in the coming up in the new year, man. But, I mean, it's all you, man. What's up, man? We're going to do something? We're going to do something?
Most definitely. Most definitely. We will do something in the new year. And we will keep it funky and fresh and still entertaining and still honest. We will keep it that honest as possible. Some people's feelings may get hurt. And some people's feelings Some people's feelings may not get hurt. But for the most part, we're gonna keep it 100.
We're gonna keep it 100. Like what? Well, let's see, go ahead.
Yeah, we're gonna keep it 100, and that's where we're gonna be at from now on. I believe that we're gonna pull the wool off a lot of people's eyes out here. That's the bottom line.
Oh yeah, I know he is, man. I know we are.
Let me go on here and let you go. Do your thing. I appreciate you and your constituents calling me and checking up on me, making sure I got all my teeth and everything. You know, I ain't failed to bust my face on the ice. You know, I appreciate all that.
All right, man. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, look, this is what I was doing, man. I called you, man, let you know, man. I want you to introduce the Crab in the Barrel effect, man. You know, we did that show. That's what we're going to air this right now. So introduce,
okay,
man, the Crab in the Barrel effect for him, man.
Man, listen. Crab in the Barrel effect is as of such where a gentleman was trying to get to a certain place in his life. What he happens to do is he's trying to climb up, but if there's another gentleman that he has around him in his circle that also is trying to get up, but he doesn't get up as fast as he does. So in the process of him not being able to get up as fast as he does, what he happens to do is to sabotage and try to bring the other person who is already up down,
wow,
which in turn makes it where nobody is able to get to the position that they're in, and the lower crab is not understanding that, hey, listen, if I got one crab that's at least up there, I can see him throwing a rope back down and pulling me up so I can get to where I need to be. But unfortunately, all great minds don't think alike. So back at square one where, you know, people are steadily sitting up here looking crazy because they are not able to get to a certain point in their life and make it.
That's right.
I think we have it bad within our community as a culture because we have the I syndrome. It's about me. It's about me. And it's not just about you. It's about a whole collective group of people. In order for you to get to where you need to go, you need other people. You can't get anywhere by yourself. You know,
right.
Our women have the same. You know, I can do this by myself. I'm independent. Well, at the end of the day, first and foremost, God made man, then he made woman. He sees that man was lonely. He needed that man needed a companionship, a helpmate. So if man needed a helpmate, how do you think you were going to make it by yourself if you needed a helpmate? I mean, no matter which way you go with it, whether the man needed the help or the woman needed the help, they both need help. But unfortunately, we're not programmed in a mannerism to think of that we need help. We're programmed that we can do it by ourselves, which ultimately creates us to be slaves.
You remember that show we did on this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to air that show right now.
Okay.
All right.
So they have notes.
That's how you get down, y'all. You know, y'all heard Charles Baxter, man. Hit him with the wind. Go with the wind. Hey, brother, man, you take it easy, man. I'm going to rap with you a little bit.
Okay. That's what's up.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's up with you, man? Blog Talk Radio, man. Let's go. In his life, tuned in the dinner, 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 in his
My alarm clock for 3:45 Central Time. No snoozing, whether the crib or you cruising. If you ain't tuned in to Dennis Live Show from 4 to 5:30, then you losing. It's about that time. Go on, hit the line. Go on, get your friends. Speak your mind or listen in. Cause you know we about to get it in. Log on or listen in. Dennis Live, you so many internet gigabytes. Bill Gates, listen in. Love for other blog sites. Comparing the shadow of other cities. It's like bringing cats to a dog fight. When pesos spit is pure talent. You couldn't see me if you turned on your halogens. Your high beams are fog light. Shad drop bomb. Info type triple dub. Western World ONE.com. The Shad drop bomb. Need some info type triple W's. Western World ONE.com. In his life. In his life.
Sleep Dilla Productions, WesternWorld.com, www.westernworldone.com, Blog Talk Radio, Chi-Town, what up? Let's go. You already know me.
Yeah, what's up, people, man? What's going on out there, real world? And it's your boy, man, Dennis Live, man, in the building. We live and direct, man. We don't even care no more. We just here. That's how we do it. Each and every Saturday, man, we here live, 4 p.m. Y'all want to call in? 347-838-9106. I need some music, man. I need some music. I need something that I can, something I can kick it on, man. That's what's happening. I could do that. I could do that. Okay. Man, y'all want to call in? My number here is 347-838-9106. Call in. Kick with your boy. Man, today's topic, man, we talking about the crab in the barrel mentality, man. That's what we're going to talk about today, man. The crab in the barrel mentality, man. I got a clip for you guys, man. Gals, whatever you want to call yourselves, man. I want y'all to eat this clip up. I'm going to get my co-host in the building, see if he's available, man. Let's see. The wind blowing. You know, he be on boat. LB, you in the building?
I'm headed toward the boat. I'm headed toward the boat. I promise you I'm headed toward the boat.
Yeah, towards the
What's
boat,
going
man?
On?
Man, that's chilling, man.
Going
chilling,
on.
Brother. Hey, man. Well, you already know, man. Today, man, we talking about the crab in the barrel mentality, man. You hear that, man? How do you feel about that?
You know, when I, I don't want to see nobody make it. I'm just gonna be honest with you. I'm a player hater. I just hate. You know, I don't like seeing nobody success, more successful than me. And so, at the end of it, I'm a crab, man. I'm in that barrel, too. I ain't never going to get out. And you ain't going to get out neither. Nah, that's right.
Yeah, you put me in the middle, right?
Man, that's how some people feel. That's how they wake up in the morning, you know, just mad because somebody else came along and was able to do something different than what they did.
Wow.
You know,
something different that they didn't do, huh?
Yeah, they mad at the world, they hate, you know, they run around here, you know, I'm mad, and it's like, for what? You didn't think of it? So what? Unfortunately, what I think about it, I think it's sad. With our culture, it's sad. Now, it happens to every culture, but more often with our culture than any other culture because we haven't been taught the, you know, how to do things and how to, you know, pull somebody else along and get them there, you know. and that's the real truth. I think it's sad, though. I really do. I really do. I think more people, more people should be willing to help, but they're not because, you know, their makeup, you know, their makeup is, you know, of that, you know, I wish it was me, you know. Steve Harvey said it the best. Steve Harvey said it the best, and I have to give him his shout out for it. He said it the best because he said, do not take your family members to the company picnic, because if you take any of your ignorant friends to the company picnic, you just may not have a job, because your blessings are your blessings, and if God had wanted you to have those same blessings, he would have blessed you with those same blessings. You would have worked hard and kept the faith. You would have worked hard and kept the faith, and God would have blessed you with the same thing as well. But now there's a second, there's another side to it that people don't realize either.
What's
who
that?
Blessed you? Who blessed you? Because at the end of this, the devil can bless you just as much as God can bless you.
Absolutely.
The devil can bless you with all of the riches of this world. The devil can bless you with all of the riches of this world. And he'll have you actually believing that you are getting blessed by God. But all along, the devil is blessing you, because as long as you keep doing what the devil's will is, not God's will, but the devil's will, then he'll keep blessing you.
Wow. So you mean to tell me that a lot of people believe in the devil, right?
We believe in two things. We believe in God and the devil. Unfortunately, we would hate to believe that we're serving the devil, but a lot of people are. More than a little bit than you know, they are serving the devil instead of God. And in their mind, they are. But as long as they keep taking that crab, as long as they keep taking, the devil won't keep blessing them. Because I want you, the devil's whole purpose is to kill, steal, and destroy. And as long as you keep trying to destroy someone else's life, then you're killing their spirit. As long as you keep stealing, you're going to destroy someone else's life. Eventually, you're going to kill off the whole spirit. And that's what the devil wants you to do. That's the
crazy.
Whole routine of it.
That's crazy, man. So this right here, man, this could be a devil's kind of workshop type of deal here, man, the crab in the barrel. Let me tell you something, man. The crab mentality, right? I got this from Wikipedia.
Uh-huh.
All right, the crab mentality. This phrase was first coined by a writer, Nataka Roska, and Notaka, I want to say. And it's spelled N-I-T-O. N-I-N-O-T-C-H-K-A. So that's Nataka, I want to say. Roska, right? R-O-S-K-A. Now, R-O-S-C-A, I do apologize. Now, this is crazy, man, and it's in the reference of the phrase of the crab in the bucket, right? It describes everything that you just said. If I can't have it, neither can you. The metaphor refers to the pot. Right, the crab, individual crab,
uh-huh.
They can easily get out of it, right? They can easily get out the pot, but instead they rather grab each other in a useless king of the hill competition. Think about that now, a useless king of the hill competition, which prevents anyone from escaping, ensuring that their collective dismuse is gotten in that situation, right? Now, my thing is this, man. what killed me is a writer, right? I just hit the name. Mm-hmm. Nino Taka, I want to say, is a person, and I believe that name is probably like Russian or some kind of Latin name, right? They from another, they're not black, like that, okay? Why is it that mm-hmm. African-Americans kind of, you know, and I'm not saying that, you know, Philippines, Chinese, white, whatever, I'm just saying our people, because I can relate to us, because that's what I am. So I'm not discriminating, don't get me wrong, we love all types of people. But I'm saying, why is it that African-Americans have to take this, you know, when I Googled this and did research on this, man, it's like the crab mentality in the black community. The crab mentality in the African American people. The crab mentality is this. I even seen one that said N-I-G-G-A-S, crabs. It wasn't this mentality. It was just saying that my man went to the doctor, but still, you know what I'm saying? My point in me saying this is, why is it that we always grab something from another creed of culture and we take it and use it to our own effect? Or they study us and then start labeling us, but when it's time for us to study each other, we stalkers. We can never get ahead. That's crab in a barrel. Or we don't want to help each other see it. You see what I'm saying? And that's the sad thing to me, man. So, I mean, can you kind of give me just a – the question is this, man, is why is it that if a person, far as not African-American – they referenced this or they wrote this, the crab mentality. Why is it that African American people taking on this act? Why are they doing this? So did they really write this, or are they studying us, or what do you think? What are your thoughts?
Well, first and foremost, they're always studying us. They're always studying us. First and foremost. They've been studying this from day one. And unfortunately, our slave mentalities have not been broken. Somewhere along the line, during the 50s and 60s, when we gained into the 70s, we just started to break that mentality. And as we started to break that mentality and rise above and, you know, come together as one, collectively as one, the white man knew what to do, and that was to divide us. When he divided us, that took away our structure. One thing that I love about Jay-Z is because he always implements thought and fact. You know, he said the United States killed off the greats. They murdered Malcolm and gave Cassius Clay the shake. Understanding that people who are boisterous and can actually unite a people, they try to either kill them off or simmer them down, where to a degree, you don't even hear Farrakhan. Even though Farrakhan is a powerful individual, he knows his limitations with certain issues to say, hey, we'll let you make your money. We'll let you do this. And you could be united within your nation, but you're not going to unite the nation. So we'll let you be who you are, but we're not going to let you get more powerful than the government system itself. So we have this thing because we are not educated. That's just the bottom line. It goes back to our educational system. We are not educated. Our ancestors, our mothers and fathers, whose mothers and fathers before them did not teach us about the struggle and what it took to get to a certain position. So we take a lot of things for granted. So the the crabs in the barrel mentality is, and if you see it, it's you know, you see it with a lot of entertainers. I got here. Rick Ross, he makes an album, self-made millionaire. And at the end of the day, he never put out there that it took somebody like a P. Diddy. It took like somebody like a Jay-Z in order for you to get where you at. You didn't get that where you got by yourself. Somebody else pushed you along. But I know that because of education. I know that because of my own struggle. I'm not where I'm at if it wasn't for someone else. I can't go out here and brag and boast and say, hey, you know, I made it here because this is just me. I can't do
right.
that. Because
right.
I ain't making it here by myself. I didn't
right.
make it here by myself. So if I know I didn't make it here by myself, I know somebody else didn't make it here by themselves. This world, we're 6 degrees of separation. They made a
what?
Movie about it, 6 degrees of separation. So if there's 6 degrees of separation, somebody had to touch you in order to get where you at. But we're not educated enough in order for somebody to even tell you that. That's why the crabs in the barrel mentality is within us, because we don't even have the basic common sense to understand. And common sense, everything that's common doesn't make sense to a whole lot of people. Understand that one rule. Everything that's common doesn't make sense to a whole lot of people. Sense sometimes has to be taught to you. It has to be groomed in you. It has to be raised. I had a conversation with an elderly lady yesterday, and one of the reasons why the black community is the way it is right now, the reason why we are crabs in a barrel, is because no one is at home to teach us no one is at home to teach us and let us know you're going wrong. You're going left instead of right. Somewhere along the line, during the civil rights era, and us fighting to become more equal, we did not understand that somebody had to be at home teaching the kids.
Absolutely.
If the father's at work and the mother's at work, who's teaching the children? The television. If the father's at work and the mother's at work, who's teaching the children? The television. Or someone who has no business teaching the children.
That makes sense, man. I'm just saying, go ahead, bro. If
we want to knock the Arab community because in the Muslim community, the Muslim world, we're going to the Muslim world because their women, they are deemed inferior. But their men come out to be more men. They're more united. They're more united than anything else. Because why? They have that strong backbone there to teach them what is it to be strong? What is it to be united? The mother is there to teach her. The Muslim community believes that the woman is the first teacher to the child. The first teacher to the child is the mother. For that child teaches the world. But if the mother is not there teaching the child, who's going to teach the world?
Wow.
So crabs in the barrel is a mentality that is steadily, crabs in the barrel is a mentality that is steadily being perpetuated every day because you're not educated enough. You're not taught to think otherwise. The whole mentality of family, the whole thing of family has eroded. What is family? What is the definition of family? Is it your blood type? Or is it someone who actually is saying, hey, I want to see you make it just as much as I make it, because if there's something that you don't know that I don't know, and there's something that I don't know that you don't know. But if we put these two no's together, we can have a whole lot for these no's, because what I know will help you get to where you need to get to. And what you know will help you to help me.
Right.
So crabs in a barrel is a sticky thing, but it you know, it is a thing that we do go through. It is a thing that we do go through as a culture, because we don't have enough education, and our forefathers did not teach us as a unit. I'm saying our forefathers as a unit didn't teach us the struggle. They didn't teach us the struggle. So that's where we're back at square one.
Wow. That's so crazy that you said that, man. So, you know what? Since you said that we back at square one, man, you know I got some clips for us, right?
Go ahead.
I got a couple clips. I'm going to play this clip, man. I want you to dissect what he's saying, right? It's like four or five clips, right? And we were just talking about who you said, Mr. Farrakhan, who knows it best, man. I love him, man. I love that man to death, man. So I want you to check it out, man. This is the first step. We're going to dissect this, and we got like three or four more to go, all right?
Okay.
Let me know what you think.
All right.
If we look at the proverbial crabs in a barrel, the crabs are trying to get up. But another crab is pulling the crab down. Well, just suppose somebody is at the top of the barrel looking at the crab. Watching the drama of the crab. And suppose he or she says, come, let us deal wisely with those crabs. Let's take a few out of the barrel and put them at the top of the barrel, and let them look back down on the other struggling crab.
Go ahead, Minister. Go ahead.
If we do that, it will give the other crabs the notion that they too can get out. But the crab that's at the top of the barrel didn't get out because of his own talent and ability alone. The crab got out because the master took him out and allowed him out for the master's purpose.
Wow, what you think about that?
Powerful, powerful. Words can't describe that.
How do you feel?
Man, I'll say this. If I can't say anything else, I don't know who that was speaking. It sounded like Brother Farrakhan, but I don't know who. I mean, he's honest with you. Everything that man said out of his mouth is true. Whether you are able to admit or stomach the truth is the big issue. Everything that man says is the truth. You know, you have to understand, you have an individual who is very well read, and may not be just educated through an educational system, because also you have to understand he has his own school system that he teaches children as well. So you are not just educated through his own educational system that you've learned here, but he is self-educated. And that's the thing that we lack as well, is to educate ourselves. We lack the ability to educate ourselves, to pick up a book and actually read it, you know. I picked up a book the other day at a client's house that I was at, and the book was called Going From Good to Great. It's called Going From Good to Great. And when I read it, let me read you something that was put in the book.
Okay.
You can accomplish anything in life, provided that you do not mind who gets the credit. The person who said that was Harry S. Truman. So, and this book here is on the number one bestseller list. 2 million copies have been sold already. And you can learn from a dummy. That's real truth. Proof of the matter. You can learn from a dummy. You can learn two things: what to do and what not to do. But this book says why companies make the leap and others don't. Good to Great by Jim Collins. So I say that to say this, you know, it's stuff like that that you read, that you are constantly pouring into your mind. This is what I need to do. This is what I need to do. If I change my mentality from this to this, you can feed yourself spiritually forever and a day, but if you do not feed yourself mentally, you only have four. You have made up of three parts: mind, body, and soul. Your mind is your mental. That's the knowledge that you have to pour within yourself. Your soul is as far as with wisdom. You have to fill that up as well. You have to be physically fit as well. So at the end of the day, when you're talking about a person who is educating themselves because he does not want to have a crab in the barrel mentality, he wants to be able to absorb and reach out. God does not want us to have a crab in a barrel mentality, because when you go to meet God and your maker, the first thing that he is going to tell you is, how many people did you bring closer to Christ? These are for all my people who go to church every Sunday, but they don't feed themselves mentally education. They don't feed themselves education. They feed themselves spiritually. That's only a third of what you got going on in your life. You still have to live here on this earth. So when you feed yourself spiritually as well as mentally, now that's two-thirds. Spiritually, now mentally, you're getting the education, you're reading, you're trying to go to other levels. The greatest thing that Jay-Z ever said when he met the owner of the New Jersey Nets, which is now the Brooklyn Nets, when he met him, Jay-Z thought that he stayed on the top floor. He thought he was at the top of the top of the hotel that he was staying in. And the man told him, he said, oh, where are you staying at? He said, I'll stay over here. He said, oh, well, let me show you this. He took him to a whole other part of the hotel. He didn't even know it existed. And when he took him to that other part of the hotel that he didn't even know existed, he was like, this is a whole other floor. I didn't even know this was here. And he ended the article by saying, it goes to show you there is always another level that you don't know about.
Man, so let's take a commercial break, boy. Man, let's take a commercial. Stop right there. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And I want you to hold that thought. We're going to get right back on that. I want you to elaborate on it, all right? All right, let's go.
Hey, yo, Ace, I'm having a hard time getting my mixtape heard. You know where I can go get my mixtape heard? Yeah, bro, just go check out Western World 1. You gotta have your bars ready, gotta have it clean. Make sure it don't be whack, it gotta be entertaining, bro. Go to westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com.
Yeah, that's right, get your mixtape heard each and every Friday here. WesternWorld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Get that mixtape. Get it to us. Check it out. That's how we do it. Each and every Friday. Each and every 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Hey. Hey, hey, hey. You, you. Yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
On Time Home Repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. It's 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
The Western World 1 Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorld1.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorld1.com.
What's up? This your boy Dennis Live. And I got a question for you people. Are you tired of paying all that money on the monthly bills? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to westernworld1.com. That's www.westernworld.com. And click on the Save Money program. We have a lot of products that you can save on, like gas bills, light bills, cell phone bills, security alarm systems, name brand satellite service. Then you got your global phone.
What's up, people, man? It's your boy Dennis Live. Hey, check it out, man. We just asking that you know, go download that mobile app. Go to Google Play Store. It's absolutely free. Key search WesternWorld1.com. It's WESTONWORLDONE. That's all you gotta type in. It's free. And also too, man, we added a new feature, man. It's the donation button. All we doing is just asking you people, hey, you know, donate to us. We're gonna take that and we're gonna put all proceeds towards Western World 1 Network to make it better, to make it easier for you guys to view us, listen to us online, and pretty much we're going to take this to YouTube so that way you can kind of see who we are and what we do and how we do and how we operate. Other than that, man, thank you so much for even just hitting that button and just clicking following us, hitting that button just to show that you do like on Facebook or even just Instagram. You just pretty much just showing us, man, how much the growth that we have developed over the years, actually not years, months. We only been up not even 6 months, right? A little bit longer than 6 months, whatever, I don't know. Anyway, man, that's all we want you to do, man. Download that app, westernworld1.com. You can go there or Google Play Store, key search Western World 1. Or you can follow us on here, man. Man, thank you so much, man. Again, all the donations that you do donate to us, you know, it will not go into shambles, man. We're going to take that and we're going to utilize that, man, to the best of our knowledge, man. As you can see, we had added three additions to the Western World 1 Network. We got Tiffany Thompson, where she's doing the Spiritual Wednesdays, where she's going to take the Bible-based information, scriptures out of the Bible, and she's going to use it in our everyday lifestyle and things that we can do. Then you got Thursday with DJ Disco, one of the hottest pioneer DJs all over the world, man. I mean, this boy here, man, is just, man, phenomenal, man. This boy just get on that music, man, and play it like it's no other. Then you got Sundays with Charles Baxter, where he's talking talking about political things of whatever's happening up today, self-help, motivation, what you can do with yourself, how you can implement things. I mean, we're just doing it all, man. You already liking us on Facebook. The fan base is tremendously growing. But all we have to ask for you to do now is to just donate to us. You know, you go there, hit the donation button. We go through PayPal. It's real simple, real easy. Just whatever you want to contribute to us, we take it and we utilize it. We put all the proceeds towards Western World One Network. Again, thank you so much, man. It's your boy Dennis Live. Peace out.